Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
How online consignment is cleaning up shop in the e-commerce world.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if you're like me, you have a pile of stuff that accumulated post-holiday season that you quite frankly have no use for. Or do you? Secondhand retailers like Swap.com are handling an exponentially growing volume of merchandise from folks in the same predicament. Too much stuff. Joining us now with a little more on this is the Wall Street Journal's Patrick McGrory, based in Chicago. He joins us on the line right now. Hi, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.
I think if more people realize that they could potentially make a buck off of things they'd otherwise return, the already budding business of online consignment could reach new heights. So let's take a popular retailer like Swap.com. Can you walk us through how we could potentially use a site like this if we do have this extra merchandise lying around?
Yeah, you can go online to Swap's website and print off a mailing label to send them in your, you know, unwanted Christmas gifts or baby clothes that your kid has outgrown to send in and get some of that money back at prices that they will help you set on their big and growing online marketplace for secondhand clothes. And then, you know, I think the turnover is supposed to be a couple days up to a couple weeks, and you'll be able to recoup some portion of the money that you spent or that someone else spent on you for those gifts that you don't want.
Tell me a little bit more about this company. I understand it was founded a few years ago in Finland.
Yeah, the founder, Juha Koponen, is a nuclear physicist by training who switched from that vein of research to startups a couple years ago and started a business similar to Swap in Europe. And then he and some of his collaborators decided that they wanted to try to tackle a bigger, more developed online retail market in the U.S. So launched Swap here about 4 years ago. And he relocated here himself with his family last year to grow out the business from their offices in Chicago, where they have a huge warehouse processing all the clothes that are going online on Swap.com these days.
Right. So with that expansion, obviously things are going quite well. The founder said something interesting. He said specifically, now it's time to make everyone aware of what they do. They built a very strong operational game, and now it's time to go gangbusters with this. Is this what we can expect now? More popularity in this online consignment game?
There's a growing crop of companies that are chasing this model for sure. Companies not only like Swap, but like ThredUp, like The RealReal, who are trying to go after the sort of pile of clothing all of us has in our closets that we might not wear so often or our kids might not wear so often. And all of them say that they're growing very rapidly. You know, startups like to keep all of their financial information close to the vest until they go public or sell out. So a lot of the times that's not readily available to us, but they say that their user growth is growing rapidly and that they're trying to come at, you know, retailers, traditional brick-and-mortar retailers, and also sites that we're probably a little more familiar with, like Craigslist, like mm-hmm. the smartphone app Letgo, that have a broader used goods audience and really find people with a lot of used clothing or interest in purchasing a lot of clothing at slightly off the new rate, and they think that that's going to be a fruitful marketplace for them in the years ahead.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Patrick McGrory. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We're talking the budding business that is online consignment. So, Patrick, as you were explaining earlier, companies like this, startups, don't necessarily broadcast their revenue. But generally, what's the growth been like for internet apparel retail sales? Is it on the rise? What does research or data suggest?
Yeah, internet retail apparel is growing by leaps and bounds. I think that the estimates are that it's going to grow, you know, from around $53 billion at the moment to close to $80 billion by 2020 in online retail spending annually in the U.S. So, you know, these companies feel that they can grab a slice of that pie as people continue to make more of their purchases online than they would have in stores in the years past.
Very good. Patrick McGrory, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks again for having me.
That was the Journal's Patrick McGrory joining us from our Chicago bureau. For more on his story, you can check out WSJ.com. That'll wrap up the Wall Street Journal's tech news briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.